Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Wonderful weekend we've been having. I think it's supposed to be sunny again today. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Well, thanks for joining me and catching my drift this morning. Got a lot to cover, so we're going to jump right into it. But first, you can email me, Gary, at thedailydrift.com if you want to get some comments into me to read on the air or just to talk to me. Or you can call in 734-822-1600. Love to have your opinions. Whether they agree with me or not, I appreciate anybody who has an opinion, so feel free to call in. And what we do on the show is go over the news of the week and try to get the truth that you're not getting in the liberal media. So you can see the Daily Drift. Go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. That's currentonline.com. Click on the Daily Drift, and you'll see the stuff I put every day on there for you to read. And it's linking, basically, to the stories that you're not going to get from the mainstream media. So stuff you need to know, especially in this important election year. Let's going to start out with something a little statewide, local here. Talk about pension system. We're going to hit it real quick. James Homan this week in the Michigan Capital Confidential had a story. Actually, it was last week, where he's talking about the real problems with the pension system. Now, the state has done a good job. Excuse me. Taking care of the pension for state employees, they still have to deal with teacher pensions, however. There is a $22.4 billion gap between the teacher's pension system assets and liabilities and what we actually have to pay it. Now, that's a problem. But the real problem is, how did we get to that gap? Politicians, really, are the ones to blame for that. And it's both sides, Republican and Democrat. Politicians have underfunded the system in a number of ways over the years. They've used overly optimistic assumptions about investment earnings and payroll growth. Overestimating means that they don't put as much in as they should. Politicians also have ways of squirming out of these contributions by, let's say, thinking they're going to get more out of the investment than they should. When the stock market was booming, they marked to market the pension fund's assets, thinking that they would get more money in when they weren't really going to get that money in. So it's a way of not making decisions that need to be made. They kind of, again, it's like all government, kick it down the road, and they're not doing that. So we need to put the pressure on our state legislators to handle this pension problem. And they need to do that by getting away from defined benefit, which means this is what you will get no matter what, and go instead to a defined contribution, which is a 401k, basically. You're going to get out of retirement what you put into it. So it's defined by what you put into it, not by what you're going to get. And that's just basic common sense. So you can go to thedailydrift.com or garywellings.com and find the contact numbers and emails for your state legislators. And you really need to take care of this. This government system only works when we get involved. And it's not working right now. And why? Because we are not involved. You should be taking those the numbers of our political contacts in Lansing and putting them into your cell phone. You know, most of us have cell phone plans now that are unlimited. It doesn't take but a couple minutes of your time once a week to make a call to the state legislator and tell him, hey, now you won't talk to him. But if enough of us are calling and leaving messages with his staff, they will get the message. Because, you know, in the end, they want to get reelected. So they do rule by the polls. So when you hear, when they hear from you a lot, it makes a difference. So this is something that really needs to be fixed. I mean, they keep kicking it down the road, and at some point, it can bankrupt the state. So pension problems are something. Make sure you're looking at that, educating yourself, and taking care of business by paying attention to it. Another ballot initiative has been turned in. for the November election. This time it's the one SEIU has been pushing. That's the Service Employees International Union, a group that wants to enshrine collective bargaining rights in the state constitution. Now, you want to talk about special interest. That's the union saying, let's put into the constitution of the state of Michigan the right to collectively bargain. You have to collectively bargain. What they're doing is saying, you're going to have to be in a union. Now, they turned in, according to the Free Press, 685,000 signatures. They only needed 323,000. So it will definitely be on the November 6th ballot unless something really untoward happened. And I don't know that that is going to happen. I think they were too smart to do that. But they're using the argument that collective bargaining ensures we have equipment and staffing to do our jobs. It's nonsense. What collective bargaining, putting it into the Constitution, will do is force costs up for government. And we need to stop that. I mean, we're already paying way more than we should. If passed, the measure would prevent right-to-work legislation, and right-to-work legislation would make it illegal to require an employer to financially support a union. If you're a union guy and you're not happy with your union, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me or call into the show or call me. I'll get hold of me and I'll be happy to talk to you. But I'd like to know those union guys who are paying into their dues into the system and their union is supporting somebody you don't want to vote for as a candidate. I would be absolutely livid if my dues were going to pay for, well, in my case, Barack Obama. And I would be just as livid if I were paying dues and I didn't like George Bush. So it's, excuse me, it's one of these things that it's not right. And you have to do what is right. So when this comes up in November, you got to make sure. And they're going to word it funny as well. I can guarantee it's going to be ugly. Now, Governor Rick Snyder does not support right-to-work legislation, but he hasn't said he would veto it either. So he's riding that fence line. He has tried to negotiate with the unions to get them to back off this proposal, but obviously was not giving them enough to keep them from putting it on the ballot. So we need to make sure that come November, you do not vote to put union contracts into the Constitution of the state of Michigan. The Michigan Constitution should never be contorted into a special interest playground. And that's from Chris Fisher, president of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. And he's right. We shouldn't be taking our state constitution and twisting it for anybody. I don't care if it's business or a union or anyone. Special interests do not belong in our constitution. Now, Michigan CapCon, again, had a great article, and Jack Spencer did it this time. If you're not reading Michigan CapCon, you really need to be. Go to the Daily Drift, click on the links, and it'll get you right through to Michigan Capital Confidential. These guys have the best information coming out of Lansing. If you want to stay informed about what our state legislature is doing, you have to stay up with Michigan Capital Con. And they are independent. A lot of people think they're conservative. No, they're not. They're just common sense. They're physical conservatives because they want to see people spend government spending what we bring in. And that's just common sense. So they're not really a GOP or Republican group. It's an independent group, but they do things with common sense, much like I believe in. And that's why I push them so often. That's why they have a full page in our paper every month. Make sure that you're paying attention to this. I can't stress enough. I feel sometimes like I'm just beating you over the head with it, but you need to. You need to stay awake. You need to be aware. And you need to be reading because, you know what, the government doesn't want you to know the facts. The unions don't want you to know the facts. This SEIU, do you know that even though the governor and the state attorney general has ended the SEIU dues skimming scheme, they went to court and stopped it. And they're still getting money. If you go to Michigan CapCon, you'll see a little rolling tally. And it shows you that money is still coming out of these independent workers. These people didn't sign up to be in the union, but they're still getting money taken out of their paychecks to support a union that they didn't want to be in and that they had nothing to do with. And we got a call. Jenny from Brownstown, how are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
Very good, very good.
Well, I'm really concerned about our state still not as much as when Granholm was in, but Governor Snyder is not conservative.
Well, I'll agree with you. He's Rhino Rick to the nines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what he's done with the bridge and then wanting to set up health exchanges already, you know, that he really concerns me.
And rightly so, Jenny. And again, that's one of those things that we need to be making those phone calls on a regular basis. Now, you've called on the show before, a longtime listener, and you call fairly often. And what I like about you, Jenny, is you are involved. And I wish there was more people out there like you, educating yourself, listening, making the phone calls. How often do you call up to Lansing? Have you been doing that at all?
I don't know where to call. If I did, I would.
Well, I tell you what, I have your phone number in our records here.
Okay.
I will call you personally, and I will get you those phone numbers, because you know what? If you have the time to be making calls to our state reps, state senators, and Governor Snyder, I'd love to get you that information so that you can do that, because that would be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any point in calling, Stabenow, because she's not really going to help anybody. But I do see some hope in calling other people, because, like, I even called Debbie Stabenow's office before in Washington, and I had to actually instruct one of her little 20-year-old aides on socialism.
Oh, I bet you that went over like. Well, I won't say the words. I got to remember
sometimes that
I'm on radio.
Yeah, well, she didn't even know, supposedly didn't even know what socialism was. And I instructed her on it, and I said, that's what your boss is doing.
Yeah, exactly. All you got to do is point at the Obama administration. You got the clear classic example of socialism.
Right, and I explained that to her. I said, just for your information, that's what's going on, and your boss is doing it.
Yep. And that's the perfect segue for me to say, don't vote for Debbie Stabenow. Debbie Spend It Now. Debbie Spend It All, frankly.
I call her Debbie Stabenback.
Well, there you go. Yes, that's exactly right, Jenny. That's exactly right. Jenny, thank you so much for your phone call. Good to hear from you again. I'll get hold of you and get those numbers to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, there you go. Jenny said it right. Derek, you know what I'm going to ask you to do, right? Near the end of the show, I want to pull up the old Spend It Now thing. I need to hear that. I know he's got a new one. Hoekstra's got a new ad out, but I don't like it as much as the first one. So Jenny's got it right. We've got the guys in the legislature here in Michigan. This is unprecedented. We've got a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican governor, and they're not doing everything they should be doing. They should be turning this state around 180 degrees, and they're not. They're taking a little at a time. Now, I understand some of these guys like to reach across the aisle, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what it is? They want to get reelected, or they want to move up to the next spot. Well, enough is enough. For crying out loud, man, do what you got to do. Do what's right. You know, in the end, it's got nothing to do with our rights as Americans and doing the right thing as per the Constitution. It's doing the right thing as a human being. For crying out loud, do what's right. Allow people to grow. Give people the opportunity. And you can't do that with socialism. It doesn't work. It's never worked. It's not working in Europe right now. Why do we want to model Europe? We left Europe 300 years ago almost. We came here to do something different. And yet the Democrats and Mr. Obama want to take us back to the Dark Ages. That's where Europe's headed right now. You're going to see more riots. You're going to see more of these people stepping up. Austerity. Oh, they hate the austerity. Well, of course. They've grown up over the years getting 3 months of vacation a year, not working and getting unemployment for 10 years, not working at all, and they're completely taken care of. That's what Obama wants to do to this country. We can't have that. It's not sustainable. Use some common sense. 42 cents of every dollar this country spends right now at the federal government level is borrowed. Ask yourself this. If you tried to borrow 42 cents out of every dollar you spend in your own household income, what would happen to you? How soon would you lose your home? How soon would they be dragging a car away? It doesn't work. You can't keep spending what you don't have. A drowning man can't save a sinking swimmer. It's that simple. You can take your arguments about social agenda and throw them to the side. That's a good debate. But it's not a good debate when you're going bankrupt, when you're drowning in debt. And there should be only one thing this year that we need to be worrying about, and that's the deficit and federal spending. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Thank you for catching my drift. See you on the other side.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic, faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown with a message from Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. In Girl Scouts, girls experience friendships and opportunities that will make a lasting difference in their lives. Girls in our area are waiting for a Girl Scout leader right now. You can be that leader. We can help you fit Girl Scouting into your schedule. Call 1-800-49-SCOUT today to find out how you can help. That's 1-800-497-2688. Or come visit us on the web at www.gshom.org.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
Any form of taxation, which I would argue is unconstitutional because screw you, UN, we are our own country. But let's just say they implement some sort of international tax on whatever. They're going to be using our government, probably the IRS, to collect that. Yeah, that the IRS is now going to come after and take your world international tax.
Don't miss the ClarkCast, live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Oh, and welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this wonderful Sunday morning. Now, sorry, I got off on a little bit of rant on that last segment we ran over, but we're going to move on to Representative Thaddeus McCotter, who resigned a few weeks ago, and it kind of started out with his not having enough signatures, and now there's an investigation as to where those signatures. I'm blown away that he didn't or had a problem getting 1,000 signatures. There's a guy that's been in Congress for a long time, and it's kind of strange. I was blown away that he tried to run for president put his name in the hat for president last year. He came out to Whitmore Lake to an event, and I thought to myself, you know, the logical step would be Senate. Why wouldn't he have run for Senate instead of president? So it's very strange that Thaddeus McCotter would do what he did. Now, allegedly, we may have to have a special election. Again, why would you just resign? Why wouldn't you just finish out your term? You don't have to run. Nobody's forcing you to run. But because he's resigning, we may have to spend, as taxpayers, $650,000 for a special election September 5th. Now, the two Republicans, Kerry Bentivoglio and Nancy Kansas, are both running to replace him. And they're both planning on doing this special election. But they've both said, you know, if we don't have to, we won't. So it would be nice that we wouldn't have to do that. And it was good of those two Republicans to say they won't insist on a special election if that's what it comes to. So pray that things work out the way they should and we don't have to do this special election. So it looks like you've got Kerry Bentivoglio and Nancy Kansas to look for as a congressman in that district. That covers Livonia area and other parts of southeast Michigan. I don't know what to say about Mr. McCotter. Very odd, very strange, but there could be stuff going on at home, so I'm not going to beat him on it. It's one of those things. Let's go to jobs numbers. Now, in June, we had a jobs number report come out that left us again at what the government reports as 8.2% unemployment. Excuse me. Now, we all know, I've said it before on this program, I think this station, just about every program, tells you what the truth is. We're really looking at probably 12% unemployment or higher on average, because the federal government, once your unemployment runs out, you're no longer technically unemployed to them. Now, how many people have been collecting unemployment for 2-3 years, run out of it, because you're only allowed so much, but still don't have a job? If you're one of those people, I'd like to hear from you as well, because you know what? Technically, you're not unemployed anymore. But you tell me that if you got no money to pay your bills. That also doesn't take into effect the underemployed. That's those people with master's degrees that we all know who are now working at McDonald's or bartending. That's called underemployment. You let me know how your bills are being paid. And you let me know if you feel you're not unemployed. So June job creation, dang, excuse me, 80,000 was the June job creation. And it's not something that's going to work for us. And Mr. Obama has said, well, I'm going to let you hear what he had to say about the job June creation. Let's go with track one, Derek.
Who voted for you 3.5 years ago? Right. Who's now on the fence, maybe unhappy, who says, it's so negative. He said he was going to reach across the aisle. Right. That hasn't happened.
Yeah. You know, I suspect that most people in Cincinnati would acknowledge that I've tried real hard. And, you know, we just...
Okay. So he tried real hard. Really. Mr. Obama has been in office for over 3 years. And I wouldn't say he's tried real hard to fix the economy. Common sense would dictate that running up your debt as a country is not a way to fix the economy. It scares people. It scares businesses. Because a businessman is going to say, well, he's going to tax me more to pay that debt. So that's not fixing the economy. The stimulus, that's not fixing the economy. Giving money to green jobs that aren't marketable, Solyndra, does that ring a bell? Giving money to those types of businesses that aren't ready, we're not there yet. Is that trying real hard to fix the economy? Passing Obamacare, a new tax on the middle class, a new tax on businesses, socializing medicine basically is what it comes down to. Is that fixing the economy? Is that how you try real hard, Mr. Obama? I don't think that's trying very hard at all. And it's time for us as voters to let him know that he's not trying very hard. We're coming back from a hard break. We'll catch you on the other side.
always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The International Committee of the Red Cross now saying the violence in Syria is a civil war. UN observers citing evidence of a fresh government assault on a Syrian village.
The attacks appeared targeted towards specific homes of activists as well as army defectors.
Empty bullet casings found in several blood-stained homes. The British military now stepping in for Olympic security after private contractor G4S said it cannot set up enough personnel in time.
They've got to be screened by G4S. They've got to be accredited. They've got to have two or three sets of training. And that whole process being compressed into a relatively short period of time has left us behind schedule.
G4S CEO Nick Buckles. More meetings set on tap today for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with Egyptian officials in Cairo. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Brides Project has a mission to provide brides with a socially conscious, budget and eco-friendly option for purchasing a bridal gown, and use these proceeds at the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor for people touched by cancer. Are you the bride who loves to give back? After your big day, you can have your wedding celebration give back and enrich the lives of others by donating your bridal gown to the Brides Project. The Brides Project accepts gown donations from all over the U.S., then resells your donated gown to another happy bride, with proceeds from the sale benefiting the Cancer Support Community of Greater Ann Arbor. This nonprofit organization provides free support services to people who have been touched by cancer. If you are a bride that wants to donate your gown or just volunteer, visit the website at www.thebridesproject.org. Rattle With Us is a grassroots organization located in southeastern Michigan that believes the people should take a stand against politicians who seek to increase their power, restrict individual liberty, and spend money that does not exist, and that the federal government and its influence in our lives should be limited. Rattle With Us knows that the United States of America has formed the best government in history. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have given American citizens unprecedented freedom. To learn more about Rattle With Us events, monthly meetings, and how to get involved, go to www.rattlewithus.ning.com.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Theron here, inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. My radio show has a high music IQ, and I know you do too. We're a perfect match, babe, you and me. I want you to join me right here for the finest wig singeing rock, hip shaking soul music, and industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back to The Drift. Good to have you with us this Sunday morning. Let me take care of our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper. The August edition will be coming out in a couple weeks here, and if you're an advertiser and want to get into The Current, call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777, and get your business into the fastest growing newspaper in the state, possibly in the country. We've grown five times our size in 5 years, which is pretty amazing for a dying business, as they say. We now deliver to 30,000 homes and businesses, and drop off another 5,000 from Howell to Ann Arbor. So a great little newspaper, community newspaper, lots of good stories, and a good way to get your branding done and get your message out to your customers. Again, 734-323-0777. That's Sam. Call him and get your space in the paper. We sell out every month, so call early. We were talking the last half hour about the June jobs numbers, and the Obama administration came out with what they always seem to say. Americans should not read too much info or into the latest bad news from the jobs front, the 80,000 new jobs. Now, it takes about 250,000 jobs creation every month in order to keep the economy going. And that takes in the immigration that's coming in, illegal and legal, and the birth rate, new people coming in and reaching the age of 18 and looking for jobs. So again, we're down. We're into negative territory again. Every time we don't hit 250,000 job creation, we're hurting ourselves. But the Obama administration says, oh, don't read too much into it. So that's what they said for the June jobs report. What did they say for the May jobs report? Therefore, it is important not to read too much info into one monthly report. What about April? What do you think they said for April? Therefore, it is important not to read too much info into any one monthly report. 2012, March, they said the same. February. As a matter of fact, oddly enough, they go all the way back to, January of 2010, November of 2009. Therefore, it is important not to read too much into any one monthly report. Isn't that amazing? It's also amazing that they seem to change the numbers the following month. Normally, it gets worse. So it makes you wonder, have they been instructed to not report the truth? Is that what's going on? I have a feeling that there's something going on. And I think, frankly, that we need to pay more attention to it. This is information that happens every month. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. There's only one way to change that. You know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. Well, we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. We're spending more money. We throw more money at the school systems. They don't get any better. It's not money. Spending doesn't fix everything. Voting for Obama this year is going to be the biggest mistake anybody in this country could make as a voter. The Republicans, however, have a little different take on it. This week, they voted to repeal Obamacare for the umpteenth time, 33, I think. They keep making the effort. The Senate won't pick it up. Obama threatens to veto it if it does happen. But let's listen to track two, Derek. This is Ohio Senator Rob Portman. Now, Ohio is going to be pivotal in this election, so that's probably why they picked him to make this counter speech. Let's go with track two, Derek.
I'm Rob Portman, a United States Senator from Ohio. This week, 13 million Americans won't go to work, not because they're on vacation, but because they can't find jobs. As a candidate, Barack Obama promised to help these Americans find work. And exactly 3 years ago today, he pledged to get this economy back on its feet. He said about the economy, give it to me. Well, America did give it to him. We gave him the ability to turn things around. And 3 years later, the results are in. Unemployment is over 8% for the longest period since the Great Depression. And it's actually higher than that because so many Americans are so discouraged, they've stopped looking for work. Families are earning less, and their homes are worth less. We recently learned that last month, American manufacturing, once a reliable source of good-paying jobs, declined for the first time in 3 years. This year, more than 1 million young Americans graduated from college. And here's the stark reality. Half of them can't find a full-time job to match their degrees. Half. It didn't have to be this way. For the past 3 years or so, we've known that the greatest challenge before us as a nation is an economy that's just not producing enough jobs. But instead of focusing on growing jobs and reigniting our economy, President Obama focused on growing government and trying to remake the United States into the image of the debt-laden countries of Europe.
Okay. So there you go. It's not working. We need to find a new way. And it's not Obama's way. Obama wants to go back to taxing. Let's tax you some more. That'll get us out of this. Really? They want to tax people who make over $1 million a year a lot more money. That's called the Buffett rule. But even Warren Buffett says it's not the big fix. Now, here's a guy that's Obama's pushing and looking at and saying, hey, look, here's our poster boy. Really? The Obama rule would do this, or the Buffett rule would do this. If you're talking about the top 400 earners in this country, they make about $90.9 billion a year. That's the top 400 earners. Man, I'm getting this sinus thing today. It's killing me, Derek. Okay, $90 billion a year. Since this year alone, the U.S. federal deficit will be $1.4 trillion, or the equivalent of $3.8 billion a day, just for the deficit. That's not total federal spending. The new revenue would cover less than 7 days of deficits. So you're going to soak the ultra-rich in this country to cover a lousy 7 days of payments on our deficits? Where's the sanity in that? It gets worse when you look at the total federal spending. $9.7 billion a day is what this country spends, the federal government. $9.7 billion, with a B, a day. The new Buffett rule, when you take it against full federal spending, is 2.7 days worth of payments. So it's just an excuse. It's class warfare. They're pointing at the ultra-rich and saying they're not paying their fair share. Soak them for everything they have and we'll get 10 days, maybe 20 days of payments out of it. Really? And then those people won't have any money to invest because they gave it to the government who's going to just waste it? How does taxing the rich fix our problem? It doesn't, not at these numbers. The difference between a billion and a trillion is astounding. You can't tax your way out of this situation. The federal government, every department needs to be slashed. And you have to tackle Medicaid. You have to tackle Medicare. You have to tackle Social Security. And it doesn't have to be super ugly. It can be done in steps. I know lots of our older adults rely on Social Security. As a man in his late 40s, I frankly don't believe I'll ever have any Social Security. I don't think it's going to be there. I plan on working at Walmart as an older man. Well, number one, because I don't like sitting around anywhere anyways. But I know darn well if we continue at this pace, there will be no Social Security for me. I'm not relying on it. None of us should. It has to be tackled. This is a hard decision. You need to vote for people who are going to tackle this. Paul Ryan's plan tackles it. The Democrats say, no, we don't want to touch it. We don't want people being mad at us. We don't want them to not elect us. You know what? You can't keep voting for those people because they aren't thinking of your best interests. If you're in your 40s and 50s, you should be voting for someone who's going to salvage the system. If that means cutbacks and we don't get as much, I'd rather get $100 a month from Social Security 20 years from now than get nothing at all. It has to be tackled. And you bump it out. Maybe you don't retire. Someone who's going to retire in 10 years has to work an extra year. Maybe you won't get as much. I don't want people to suffer now who have paid into it since 1940. I'm not out to hurt anybody. And the Republicans aren't out to hurt anybody. But they know it has to be tackled. We can't keep voting for Democrats who want to kick the can down the road. Our grandchildren will not be able to pay for this. We've been saying that for years, or it's going to be paid for by our grandchildren won't afford it. They're not going to be making as much as we've made in the past. It's not going to work. You can't tax your way out of this. So the Republicans did this week go ahead and repeal Obamacare at the House level. Harry Reid, Debbie Stabenow, they won't even take it up. Debbie's not going to vote for it. She doesn't want to vote for it. She doesn't even want to be caught voting for it. Because she's trying to get reelected. Do not vote for Debbie Stabenow this year. The woman voted for Obamacare. She could have made it better. She could have had input into it. And yet, here she is in election time. Stand up and talk proud about Obamacare, Debbie. You voted for it. Why aren't you talking about it? Be proud of what you did. That's all I'm asking. Be proud of, be truthful of what you did. You voted for Obamacare. And we all know Obamacare is spending way more money than it planned. Have your premiums gone up or down? Mine have gone up. So Obamacare is not working very well. Let's move on. Now, President Obama and his campaign staff are still running with Romney, beating him up with a bane. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the hypocrisy of the Obama campaign. See you on the other side.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600. When you start your day, you want the latest information, news from around the world, and close to home. Wake up with an hour of Jim Bohannon's America in the Morning, 5 a.m. to 6. From 6 to 9 a.m., Wham! Brings you intelligent, conservative discussions that won't give you a headache. It's Bill Bennett's Morning in America, 9 to noon. You don't want to miss Glenn Beck, one of the most entertaining talk shows in America today. At noon, Laura Ingraham rips the left to shreds. She tells it like she sees it and doesn't hold back. Followed at 3 p.m. by Theron X and On the Edge. On the Edge. Don't let yourself be a boiling frog. Get informed with Theron. 6 p.m. to 9, it's The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. With Dennis Miller, 9 to 11. Overnight, experience the supernatural with Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie will keep you alert all night long. We're Wham! Wham. Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
John, welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Before we move on to the Obama campaign and their rallying against Romney with the Bain thing, I want to put a plug in for Dr. Dave Janda. Now, when we're talking about Obamacare, oftentimes we hear about the rationing and the death boards and whatnot, and people say, oh, you're full of it. There's no death boards. Really? Is that true? Well, I listen to Dr. Dave Janda when I can. And I think he said it best. He said, rationing has already started. Now, breast exams, you may remember this, just last year, they started saying mammograms aren't necessary for breast exams, or breast exams and mammograms aren't necessary as often as they have been for women. Really? Is cancer all of a sudden not as dangerous, breast cancer not as dangerous anymore as it used to be? I mean, if you're a cancer survivor, you think about it. Is it any less dangerous this year than last? Is there a reason that they said all of a sudden it's not necessary? That's a load of bull. That's rationing. They're already starting. A highfalutin medical board in Washington, D.C. says, we don't need to do breast exams as often anymore. That's nonsense. You need to do them just as much as you ever have. Cancer's not any less dangerous, folks. Now, 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden they said, you know what? Prostate cancer is not as dangerous as it used to be. You don't need to do prostate exams like you used to. They're rationing. They're giving the go-ahead to insurance companies to, hey, it's not necessary. Nationally, we're saying it's not. The data is not right. Really? Show me that data. If you're a doctor, I'd like to hear from you. Tell me prostate exams aren't necessary as often as they have been. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think Dr. Dave Janda is wrong. He's going to be on later today. What time does Dr. Dave come on? 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock, 3 to 5. You call him and ask him if breast exams and prostate exams are any less important than they would be a year ago. This is starting, folks. It's starting right now. Obamacare will lead to rationing. If you were a senior right now, you should be scared. Because you know what? Your rates are going to jump. And they may just say, you know what? We're not going to give you that exam. You don't need it. That hip, maybe you don't need it. That knee, maybe you don't need it. It's not economically feasible to give you a hip. We're going to let you, you know, spend the last 10 years of your life with a bad hip. The rationing is coming. It's already started. It is here. And unless we get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something better, something that takes care of the tort problems we have with lawyers in the medical field, unless we can start buying our insurance across state lines, we shouldn't be trapped in Michigan to have to buy from Blue Cross Blue Shield. I should be able to go across the country and buy it from whoever I want. That'll drop. Competition is good. But that never got tackled. They don't allow that in Obamacare. And it's already affecting your choice of a doctor. They said it won't affect your choice of a doctor. It is. It's driving people out of business. So don't believe it for a minute. Obamacare needs to go away. The House GOP have taken care of it. They've repealed it. The U.S. Senate is not taking care of it. And that includes Debbie Stabenow. She's not standing up for your rights. By doing nothing, by not asking the state Senate, the U.S. Senate, to take a vote on this, she's standing up and saying, we want to keep Obamacare. That's why this woman needs to not be reelected. Well, let's move on to Mr. Obama. He keeps beating up on Romney about Bain. When did he leave Bain? What difference does it make if he left Bain on time or not? You're talking about outsourcing a job. He was trying to get a company efficient. Did people get laid off? Sure they did. He's a businessman. That's what he does. But here's the hypocrisy. Obama takes not private capital. He takes public capital, public money, your money that comes out of your pocket into the federal coffers. And then he gives it to somebody else. Now, maybe that would be okay if it was an American company or an American person he was giving it to. But is that what's happening? Let's go with track three, Derek. This is from ABC News. I want you to hear this. Listen very carefully.
President Obama is constantly talking about the need to create green jobs to solve unemployment and help the environment. And Congress approved a bill that includes a nearly $2 billion stimulus for green programs. But John Carl followed the trail to watch out for your money and found jobs all right. But how could it be? A lot of them going overseas, even about to go to China.
It's a stimulus wind power boom. Over the past year, building enough new wind farms like this to power 2.4 million homes.
Each one of these turbines costs about $3 million, and they are enormous, about as tall as a 40-story building.
Nearly $2 billion stimulus dollars have been spent to build these things. The problem? Most of them have been built overseas, the jobs outside the United States.
This is a breakdown of the different countries that have companies that have gotten money.
Russ Choma with the Investigative Reporting Workshop has crunched the numbers. Nearly 8 out of every 10 stimulus dollars for wind power have gone to foreign companies.
Most of the jobs are going overseas.
Senator Chuck Schumer says this is not the way it was meant to be. Stimulus dollars were intended to create jobs here in the United States.
Okay. So even Chuck Schumer, shady Chuck, Democrat, ultra-progressive liberal, says it's not right. 8 out of 10 of those stimulus dollars went overseas. It didn't help any union man get a job. It didn't help any non-union guy get a job. It didn't help any American get a job. It went overseas. It went to China. Seriously? What is it about our government that thinks they know better than us? What is it about the United States government that says, I'm going to take money from you and I'm going to give it overseas? I'm giving it away to somebody else and it's not even another American. What is it about Mr. Obama and his green energy jobs? How about some of that stimulus money that went to the manufacturing, auto manufacturing industry? In Sweden, electric cars coming out of Europe. We paid for government money going to a company that makes cars in Europe. Where is that right? When are we, as taxpayers, as American citizens, as human beings, going to learn to do the right thing and not trust these people with our money? What are they doing? I don't know if it's stupidity. I don't know if the Obama administration is just filled with a bunch of stupid people who are doing stupid things. Are they that ignorant to be doing this kind of stuff? Or is there an agenda? I hate to sound like the conspiracy guy, but I can't imagine anybody being so stupid as to spend federal stimulus money overseas. You ask yourself that question. Would you do that? If you were trying to save the U.S. economy, would you send money overseas? It's treason, because nobody's that stupid. They're doing it for a reason. It's social justice. We got to help somebody else in another country who's not doing as well as us. We're not doing very well here. We've still got kids in the Appalachians living in tar paper shacks. And yet we're sending money to China to build windmills that we can be building here. This is not right. When are we, as citizens, as people, as human beings, going to make that difference? You need to go to currentonline.com. You need to go to GaryWellings.com. Get those phone numbers and emails on your legislators and read them the Riot Act. Plug it into your cell phones and call every week. Let them know what you feel. Do your homework. Till next week, have a great week. See ya.